Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 769, Putting the Lazo in Halo, recorded live on February 11th, 2021. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm. GT's not here quite yet, but I have got some legendary guest hosts with us today. We've got, starting off, you guys probably know him from Griffball, but also some of his live streaming stuff as well. We've got ROH Joker joining us. Welcome to Podtacular, for the first time
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that a lot of people don't know. That I originally came from the Griffball community before I really got into speedrunning and stuff like that, and that's how you and I met, is from that group of people. So we've known each other for, God, almost 10 years now, maybe?
Maybe more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe, somewhere around there, either right before, like right around the Halo 3 Griffball times, or soon after that,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Next up, we've got the our former podcast host. I think we've actually had him a couple times on the show, either through Halo Bowl stuff or when we had him on for his podcast. But we have Silver, or the Halo Completionist. Welcome aboard to Podtacular.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you on. You make quite a few Lazo guides. You're probably one of the more prolific ones as of recently, especially with all the re-release of MCC on PC. So we are happy to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
And then finally, we've got probably the old grizzled veteran of all of the speedrunners here, an old HBO lurker really going back to the day, but we've got the Mythic Tyrant.
Woo! It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you for being here, all three of y'all. You guys are some of the heavyweights as far as Lazo or Lasso or however people want to say the term within the Halo space. So thank you for being on the show.
It's an honor, my friend. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So the first obvious question, before I get to kind of the normal questions that we ask, is it Lazo or Lasso, or how do you say the difficulty? Because there's people that will take different sides on how to say it, and some people will get upset if you say it incorrectly. And
exactly. Just so you don't upset people, you just go with Lasso. That's the
yeah. It's a very passionate mythic debate.
Probably one of the largest debates around.
I always pronounced it Lazo because Lasso, I always felt like, had two S's.
Right, which is correct.
So I've always pronounced it Lazo just out of default. But I mean, I don't mind pronouncing it Lasso if that's what everyone else wants to go with.
Yeah, and yeah, that's how I started as well, and then I was just beaten down over the years by the community, and so I eventually just started saying Lasso too.
Yeah,
then Lasso it is. We'll Lasso Halo together.
There we go.
We know the real one in our hearts.
Yeah.
As long as you're not spilling Griffball with two F's, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
All right. So since this is the first time on the podcast for Joker, we have a couple of questions that we ask our first time guests on the show. So we'll go ahead and do that. And Tyrant, I think we've had you on before, but I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think I've been on before.
Okay. So we'll ask these same questions to you too. Silver, you've been on, so you're exempt from these questions.
I'll just wait over here.
We've already asked you. Feel free to chime in if you want, though. So the first question that we have is, first of all, how did you get involved with Halo? What got you into the franchise? What was that first thing that really got you hooked?
I'll let Tyrant go first on this.
Okay.
My brother actually got me into Halo way, way back in the day. I was a junior in high school, and I had never had an Xbox or anything like that. I was busy speedrunning Resident Evil 3 way back in the day. And he said, you have to play this game called Halo. It's a first-person shooter. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not really big into first-person shooters, but I'll give it a try. And I played the first three missions with him all the way up to Truth and Reconciliation. And I was hooked. And so I got all my cash. And it literally was cash and coins. And went to my local Funko Land. And literally dumped all the coins on the desk and then bought an Xbox and a copy of Halo. And I'm pretty sure the guy was pissed at me.
For
dumping all those coins on his desk. But I got it. I hid it from my parents for like 6 months. I put my PlayStation on top of my Xbox. They had no idea it was there.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I got started into Halo.
Such a rebel. Wow. I didn't even know that story. That's a good unique story. That I don't think I've heard something quite like that before. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
You got yours, Joker?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing I'm probably the youngest here, so I can tell you that I started playing Halo when it first came out. I think I played it literally the first week Halo Combat Evolved came out. My dad is very much a tech person, so I was 7 years old at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was, he bought an Xbox right when it launched. He got Halo, and I remember watching him for a while, and it was one of those that initially my parents were very much, you know, they didn't want me to play any violent video games, no guns, things like that, but they came, my dad was able to convince her to be like, it's aliens, it's fine, not shooting people. So, even though we probably killed so many Marines anyways.
But accident.
I mean, I think it's just one of those that, still to this day, my fondest memories is just driving around in circles on Silent Cartographer. Just literally, you know, I think I was driving, my dad was probably in the gunner seat, doing split screen and just driving around in circles. We just spent hours doing that. When I look back at it, I'm like, man, I'm sure my dad was very annoyed because he probably wanted to play the game, but you know, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, very cool. And then the second question that we ask everyone, which is kind of involves why you're here already, but there's probably some other stuff that you guys do in addition to the laser stuff, but what is it that you do within the Halo community? What's it that kind of keeps you going within the Halo franchise?
So I mean, you guys, I think a lot of people know me now from speedrunning. Again, I started out with the Griffball community. I think I joined that when I was about 13, 14 years old. And ever since that kind of just kickstarted. It just started this really interesting journey of kind of getting into making videos, becoming a Twitch streamer and stuff like that, because I was watching a buddy of mine speedrun Sly Cooper 2. Lovable Lamb Chop, if you remember him, Dustin. So he was a Griffballer.
Yes, I do.
So watching him do it, I was like, I could do this. And I initially wanted to actually do speedrunning for Spyro the Dragon. But I didn't have a capture card.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't have a capture card that could record. I think I had it on either the GameCube or it was PlayStation. I can't remember exactly what I had it on, but I didn't have something that could do it, but I could record Xbox. So I decided to go with Halo, and I think this is what I mentioned this before, is I had something to talk to Mythic Tyrant about, is that I don't know if he knows, but when I started speedrunning, I initially started with Halo 4 simply because this was right around the time Halo Runs, the hub for speedrunning, was first created. And there was no speedruns for Halo 4. So I could literally do one run and automatically have a quote-unquote world record. So I was like, ah, speed. But I actually combined Naked Eli's guides and Mythic Tyrant's guides. So I combined Eli's legendary guide, and I the very first speedrun we did is that there wasn't really any Halo 4 speedrunning at the time, so there was no real baseline that I had. So I created the entire first routing for Halo 4 based off of Eli and Tyrant's guides. So it's funny they have the achievement named after them now. Because Tyrant is a large reason that Halo 4 speedrunning even exists in general right now. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's an honor.
we're all sitting on your shoulders. It seems like. And then for Tyrant, same question for you.
Well, all right. So most of you know me as the guy who founded the Mythic community. So for me, Mythic and Lasso are technically two different things. Lasso, of course, is legendary all skulls on, but up until Halo 5, you could negate the Iron Skull by using the save and quit glitch, which is what a lot of people did. And yeah, I see some smirks going on there. I know some of you did it too.
I'm going to abuse that in MCC when I go do that MCC. So I'm going to abuse
well,
the
and
heck out of that.
When I first started, I did the same thing. But for me, Mythic means doing it in one go with no saves and no death. And that's the real challenge behind it. And so I started doing the walkthroughs back in 2008 for halo.bungie.org. And at the time, I had played through Halo 3, and after going through the nightmare that is Halo 2 Legendary, Halo 3 was a piece of cake on Legendary. And so I had talked about doing a walkthrough with Claude over at HBO. And he said, yeah, sure, go for it. I had actually asked Mike Miller, the guy who did the Legendary walkthrough for Halo 2, if it was okay, and he gave me his blessing for it. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. But Halo 3 was so easy that I wanted to amp it up a notch. And so I decided, let me pose this question to you, Claude. How about doing it on Legendary with all skulls on? And he said, I think you're crazy, but if you think you can do it, okay. And so I did. And then I got recon for it, which blew me away.
Nice.
I still remember that message I got from Eric Osborne. He was the community manager for Bungie at the time. I don't know if he still is or not. But he said, we just had an internal discussion with our dev team, and we thought what you proposed was impossible, but you did it. Enjoy your recon.
Nice.
Really cool. And I could not believe that. And so I've been doing Lasso Guides ever since. I did retire after Halo 5, but I've done Lasso Guides now for Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, Halo Reach, Halo 4, and Halo 5.
Very nice. Yeah, so it's been quite a while since you've been working on that then.
It has been a while. Actually, I wrapped up my Halo 5 Mythic walkthrough last year. And it did take me a while because Halo 5 I actually thought was, I don't know about you guys, specifically Silver and Pro Ace here, but I thought Halo 5 was actually fairly difficult.
Yeah. Oh, let me, come from the speedrun perspective too. It's it's one of the coolest speedruns actually. It's got some, that game, the runners have broken that to an extreme, but yeah. It's brutal to do. I mean, Mythic, I can't even imagine. On Legendary, you die in like two plasma pistol shots. It's crazy.
Yep.
So
yeah, because you got your squad that could revive you. So they made it easier for you to die, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
But the squad doesn't revive you half the time.
You're like, oh, I'm on this little staircase, and they run around the entire area to try and get to you. And you're like, well, that's not useful.
Yeah, that.
Let me take the longest path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got GT with us now for the audio listeners. We had a little quick break on the live stream, but we've got GT in the house, and we're going to go ahead and jump on into things. We're just going to roll straight into the Lazo discussion. So let's go ahead and kind of follow up the last question with another kind of similar question. What enticed you all to actually get involved with doing Lasso? And I know Mythic, you kind of just explained your end of it. If you want to add a little bit more to it, you can. But Joker and Silver, what was that itching desire to actually do Lazo?
Yeah, so or Lasso? Why don't you take it first?
I kind of fell into it. I had no intentions of doing Lasso, really, but I had just started a channel called Halo Completionist, and it was basically a place to put a guide for every single achievement out there in Halo. So I started that in July 2014, which was 4 months before MCC came out, and then a couple months later, all of a sudden I'm looking at 400 more achievements to make guides for, and there's a bunch of lasso in there too. So I had to get good quick at lasso, basically.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those more difficult achievements in the entire collection.
Oh yeah. So I reluctantly was going through the first time coming up with the strategies and everything. Obviously, like, a ton of strategies we all use are like found by the community at large. We kind of all, which is what makes, you know, the speedrunning community and lasso and just the Halo community and all gaming really so cool, is you kind of work with each other to find better routes, better strats, you know, whatever the person found before you could use and build off that. So,
right.
And people just keep finding stuff to this day. It's crazy.
That's cool.
Oh yeah. Now that we got the, I'm so much more willing to do Halo CE now that we found the crazy skip for Two Betrayals. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now that we've done that, that's, yeah, be a lot easier.
Well, this is news to me. Talk about this skip.
So literally, basic. We found a way to deload the entire map in a way so you can just fly through everything. You can get a Banshee and just no clip through the entire level. You do have to just trigger load zones throughout the mission, but you can do the entirety of it from the very first tower and the very last to the very last tower, all just completely out of the map. It's,
oh my god,
insanely what? difficult, but yeah, it's insanely difficult to do, but they use it in the speedrun now because it is faster. They don't have to do any of the fighting at all other than that very first kind of room section. So,
well, wow. Since Two Betrayals is one of my top 10 hardest Halo missions of all time, that would definitely speed things up a bit. No, yeah. Pun intended.
Yeah.
It's worth learning, especially for lasso. So.
That's crazy.
I'm still trying to figure out the jump off the bridge one in CE.
Oh, we don't even do that one either.
Yeah, we don't do that
anymore. Like I said, that's how far behind I am.
Yeah, we steal the Banshee now is what we do.
Yeah, I've seen you. I've watched your runs.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I haven't even figured out the last one, and then you come up with something new.
Yeah.
By the way, I pronounce lasso. You're freaking insane. Oh, anyway.
Those letters aren't included in there.
That's just how I pronounce it. Anyway.
Well, so for me, when it comes how I started out, I actually did it to, I was that one guy with all my friends, all my friends in real life who were Halo people as well, is Halo Reach had all those weekly or daily challenges that was to beat specific missions. With all skulls on. So
you're welcome.
They had those, and so I just wanted to be that guy who could, if anyone ever needed, they could just be like, yo, can I get help with this? I'd be like, sure, you go sit in the corner, I'll go do the level. So that's actually kind of what got me started, and that's the second part, is when I started speedrunning, that was actually what I wanted to do, was Halo Reach lasso speedruns. But once again, when I went over to Halo Runs, they didn't really have a category for it, official category. So that's why I went over to just do Legendary. Probably was a better choice anyways for my sanity. But yeah, I mean, I initially was going to start speedrunning just doing Halo Reach lasso because I had done so many runs. I mean, every week I was probably doing 6 to 9 runs of one mission every single week. And I did that for almost a year. So.
Wow. And you still speedrun and, well, I guess mostly speedrun because you also live stream too on Twitch.
Yep.
So you do some of that stuff as well.
Yeah. And we still do all that. I've got plans. I'm already working on beating all the games completely damageless now without taking a single hit of damage on Legendary. That's been my new thing that I'm planning on working on. I already did it for Halo 1. Now I kind of cheesed it with checkpoints and stuff like that. Because it was more just a concept if it could even be done. So, but I think apparently people weren't impressed enough. So for Halo 2, we're going to be kicking it up a notch and I'm going to be trying to do literally at least every mission will be from start to finish completely damageless with no checkpoints or anything like that.
You're crazy.
Wow.
That's like the Return of the Meg achievement, but for all of them.
Right, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
With no scare.
I remember just doing my achievement run on that one. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Two words, Pro Ace. Jackal snipers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you could avoid most of them, though.
Regret.
Yeah. You just hop over the buildings, yeah.
That's the worst thing about doing a damage
run. Well, what
run
about...
is you can't even really do the speedrun skips. There's so many speedrun skips that rely on grenade jumps or...
I was going to say, can like you that. Do... You just can't you damage them. Yourself?
Yeah. So, no. Yeah, no damage whatsoever. The only ones that I'm allowing is, quote-unquote, necessary scripted damage. So, for instance, the two betrayals, battery pylons, right, that you have to stand on and destroy. There's no way around those. You have to take damage there. So those are the only ones, but, like, even if it's... there's fire on the ground, you know, that I accidentally walk into, or if my marines shoot me or anything, all of that counts against it. So.
Oh, jeez.
I'm looking forward to watching all of these and having a heart attack in the process.
Yeah.
How'd you get out of the second battery for two betrayals? Because you have the flood that just completely swarmed
rocket
you after
launchers.
That one.
You could find you could... If
once
you,
again, so now that we have this strat, we don't even have to do that, right? We
oh, that's true. That's true. That. Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, lots of grenades and lots of rocket launchers. So,
yeah,
you could also take the Banshee into that tunnel where they spawn, that hallway, and just park it there, and then it like clogs them up, so you just kill them without like just take your time and throw grenades or shoot rockets in there.
That's been the worst is the vehicles. Any of the vehicle missions are terrible, because I'm also including if you just get shot by a vehicle too. So if your vehicle takes any damage, that also counts against it.
Oh,
I'm just trying to make it as difficult as possible for myself. So yeah, the vehicle missions are brutal because they just throw an unreal amount of enemies to do without trying to take damage, and even in a tank or anything, or if you're in a ghost and you're trying to like vehicles are so accurate. It's just brutal.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
doing a CE ghost and not taking any damage.
Yeah,
because it was turn a corner.
It took me 2 days and I think 16 hours just to finish the Warthog run on the end of Halo CE.
2 days?
So, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And that was the infinite ammo glitch.
I watched that stream. That's right. I remember watching that stream.
Yeah. That was brutal. I had to literally route out like where I need to jump out, because the worst part were the sentinels, because they just instantly laser you. So it was just like I had to learn when to jump out and kill certain enemies, because you're also on a time constraint of getting out in time. So you had to plan out all of it. It was rough. It was fun. It's a lot of fun, though.
Well, since we're talking about Halo CE, I've got to ask you this, and I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Master's Lead here. How many of you are actually planning on doing SPV3 Lasso?
I started. My only experience playing SPV3 is Lasso. I should have just started on Legendary. I got all the way to the beach on Silent Cartographer, and that first encounter, they basically just multiply the enemies on the beach by like four, so there's a ridiculous amount of enemies there, and I remember that's where I got stuck a couple of years ago, so I put it down and never came back.
Oh jeez.
Well, he just came out with SPV 3.3, so that should be interesting.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to giving it a shot.
I need to just play it on Legendary so I can enjoy it.
I've gone around to playing it for my first time through, and so I definitely, people have been asking me to speedrun it and stuff like that, so I'm totally down. That and Cursed Halo.
Oh, Cursed Halo.
Cursed Halo ought to be interesting. Halo.
Yeah.
Especially with the randomness of grenades that they have.
Yeah.
I haven't touched SPV3 actually since they, right before they came out with, the second half of the campaign. So it's been a while. Don't hate me, Masters, but yeah. It's been a while since I've touched SPV3.
I've dabbled in the new download, and it's fantastic. They actually allow you to utilize the Sentinel Enforcer weapon now.
That's like the heavy needler, like in Halo 2?
No, it's the flamethrower.
Oh,
or the fire bombs that they have.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was thinking the needler for a second. And then real quick, thank you for the subscription. Ahego Comics?
Ahigao.
Ahigao.
I think.
Thank you for the sub.
That name gives me trouble too.
Yeah. It's like that's an interesting combination of letters there, but thank you for the sub. So what's kind of the big thing that really separates out Lazo from Legendary for those that may have not even considered attempting it before, or maybe not even know what Lazo is? I mean, other than All Skulls On, which I think everyone can understand that, but what's kind of the main differences in playstyle that you have to account for whenever you're doing a Lazo run compared to just a normal Legendary run?
Yeah, like it depends on what game you're playing, because they all have different skulls, but it basically changes the entire way you have to go about encounters, because you can't just, you know, in like a regular Legendary run, you could noob combo like all the elites or brutes and just easily headshot them after that, but you can't do that on Lasso.
Yeah,
their shields are beefed up. Yeah,
Tilt Skull just is, so it's one of those skulls that a lot of people don't understand how major of a difference it makes, is that it completely alters all the weapon damage tables. So now all of a sudden, instead of charging the plasma pistol, you want to just thumb the trigger for it, kind of thing, is more efficient than doing a bunch of overcharges. And so it completely changes that. And, you know, I think one of the largest things is you start creating the concept of, like, in general, you don't want to fight anybody. So you try and find all ways to get around enemies rather than encounter enemies, which I think most people playing Halo, it's all about the encounters, right? So I think it's a big difference of switching it up that way.
Well, you know, overcharge still worked in Halo 3 and Halo 3 ODST for brutes.
True, yeah.
Yeah. Halo 2, most of the elites, you need 2 overcharge bursts if you're going to even do that, but they're also invisible, so it doesn't lock on to them.
I was about to say, I'm not even trying Halo 2.
I can't believe they added all these ridiculous skulls. Or, well, not added, but just Halo 2 in general is just, the skulls are so different. It's a completely, that's its own Lasso challenge in its own, that's completely different from all the
It and is, like, especially with Halo 2 Anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And Black Eye, I think, is in all of them, which your shield doesn't recharge unless you melee somebody, but it's different in every single game. Like Halo 1, you just need to smack an enemy, and your shield is automatically, at that moment, all the way up. And then Halo 2, you actually need to melee and kill an enemy, but you could also kill a friendly or a neutral party. And so you could, like, destroy a box or, you know, just a car that's lying on the side of the road, and that will get you shield.
Wait, really?
But, yeah.
Yep.
And it also, you can actually build your shield all the way up to overshield. So you can have a double overshield in campaign with Black Eye on in Halo 2. So it's actually beneficial in some ways, because you could do like rocket grenade jumps that you wouldn't be able to do in vanilla Legendary. So there's pros and cons to the skulls, but when you first jump in, it's just all bad until you kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah, it's just completely different, because the skulls completely interact with the game in ways that people don't expect. I mean, all of the AI is changed because of it. So they all react differently with them on. So you just won't
Not
be
to mention
to
invisible jackal snipers and invisible drones.
Jeez. Are they completely invisible, or is it just kind of the normal active camo invisibility?
It's the normal active camo invisible, but still, in Halo 2, it's really hard to tell the difference.
Halo 2 active camo is pretty brutal.
It's even worse in the new graphics. So I play classic graphics, easier to see.
When I'm doing speedrunning, whenever you run into some invis, I always have to switch to classic, because you can't even see them with the... Yeah. And I think it's just a large part to do with how the coloring and all that they did with it. It's just they just blend in with the backgrounds and stuff a lot better on Anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. Halo 2 just in general is a pain, even on normal Legendary. It's just,
yeah.
It's just, yeah.
It doesn't get easier when you throw the skulls on.
No, it really doesn't.
No, Cario Station is impossible on Legendary, and then the rest of the game is just, it's easy on Legendary after you get past Cario Station.
Oh, no. Gravemind has got to be my hardest Halo mission of all time. Easy.
Yeah, Cario Station, yeah. I can somewhat do knowing it. Gravemind is a pain.
I completed every other level in Halo 2 Legendary before I completed Cario Station.
Well, yeah, you mentioned Naked Eli. He did the shortly after MCC release, he did just to prove everyone that Halo 2 isn't difficult on Legendary, he did Halo 2 Zero Shot. He did every mission Zero Shot or something like that. That was really funny to watch.
Yeah.
So
it took me 7 years to beat the first mission.
I want to address something Masters just actually asked. Uh-huh. And I could tell you, because he asks in chat, he asks about Halo Reach MCC is different at frame rates. I can address that. It absolutely is. And that actually applies to all of the games. All of the games, because the games are built at, some of them were built at 60, but then were built for 30 FPS, if that makes any sense. Like, a lot of times they create builds at 60. And then they downgraded to 30. So them going back to 60 actually creates interesting
side effects.
Yeah, side effects that completely alter. It alters the physics. It alters enemy AI. It alters things like that. I think the two best examples is Halo 4. On the very first mission, Dawn, there is one elite with a concussion rifle. Yep. On 360, that concussion rifle guy will come out of his doorway and come and attack you, and he'll chase you down and everything. On MCC, he just sits in the room. It just completely breaks his AI, and he just doesn't know how to move. So you can just run in, and he won't even try to attack you or anything. Halo 3 is another good example, is on Ark. When you're fighting the Scarab, that little building that is down there, there's a bunch of grunts that spawn down there. One grunt right at the entrance, right at the bottom of the ramp, that only spawns on MCC because of the higher frame rate. He was always supposed to be there, but because of 30 FPS, he doesn't spawn for some reason. So there's a lot of weird changes that happen. There's a lot of tricks and stuff like that that can't be done at a higher frame rate because of physics checks and stuff it does at the higher rate. So that is also a very, very good application of how MCC and Lasso is different, is that that whole frame rate plays into how MCC is different to the other Halos, even on Lasso as well.
That's insane. that real boils down to like frame. I know frame rate has an impact because they've like talked about it in the updates and whatnot. But I mean, to Master's point, you guys probably notice that nuance a lot more because you're in it so much more than we are.
Well, yeah, you're in it breaking the game so much more than the rest of us.
that's a lot
of what they do. That's what they do. They break out of they break the game to get into places they're not supposed to be.
I'm sure the other guys can attest to this, that honestly, I know even the game designers and stuff have said, is I think we are some of the few people, and not just us, but just speedrunners and anyone who really does Lasso or anything of that nature, almost know the games better than a lot of the people who make the game, because we pay attention to all these nuances that, once again, when making a game, you don't notice or how the code interacts with each other. And so, yeah, in a lot of ways, we almost have more knowledge about the game than even the people making it.
No, and you're right. And it's like I told you earlier when I got messaged by Eric Osborne. You know, the dev team over there at Bungie was baffled that it was even possible to beat Halo 3 on Legendary with all skulls on.
Yeah. And it kind of just goes to show that, like, all the time and dedication that you put into it, that you know so much of the nuance of every little thing. Like, you know where this enemy is going to spawn or could spawn, and what orientation, what possible weapons they have that you have to combat against, like. You guys probably have.
You know every enemy and what orientation they're gonna spawn in, and you know where you just know where every weapon is, because especially on Lasso, you run out of ammo so quickly. You know, in some games it's not an issue. Some of them you run out so quickly that you need to know where everything is.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be a Lazo podcast if we didn't talk about Monopoly and some of the crazy stuff that he's been doing lately with Halo 2.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Since
that AUP glitch he found.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I just need him to find out how to do that without killing somebody, and then you could just do that lasso.
Right.
And then just walk to the end as a grunt.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, a couple of people have mentioned Monopoly in here already, but he's definitely another one of those folks. I think he does a lot more.
Didn't he have the Halo 2 lasso achievement named after him in MCC?
Monopolized, yes. I believe.
Monopolized is the speed Halo 2 speedrun.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that means if there's one in Infinite Silver, it's your turn.
I don't know. Maybe.
So I think we got Tyrant. I think you had one in there. Joker, did you have one in there?
Yeah.
For MCC?
The Halo 4 one.
Yeah. Okay. You're joking. Yep. And then Naked Tyrant.
Yeah.
Yep. Mine's shared with Naked Eli.
Yeah.
If you're out there, George, it's we miss you, man.
We certainly do. It's it sucks what caused you to leave. Maybe one day you'll be back. Who knows?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why he left is one of the reasons I retired.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like, and you guys let me know what you think about this. You know, I felt like Bungie was really supportive of the whole Lasso Mythic thing. You know, and we had the Summer Mythic Recon Challenge in Halo 3, where each week people would submit their Lasso runs, and they would get chosen at random to receive Recon armor. And then we had Halo 3 ODST. We didn't really do much for that. But for Halo Reach, as you had mentioned earlier, Pro Ace, they did weekly challenges.
Right.
For Lasso. And then they started doing it for Halo 4. But when BS Angel left, it seemed like the communication with the community sort of dropped off quite a bit.
Yeah, I definitely feel that Lasso is something that's been left to the wayside. Now that it's become, I think it's one of those things that ironically, because it's become more popular as a objective to do, they now just have the baseline that they use for it. It's like, have it in the game, bunch of skulls, give it an achievement, done. And that's it, right? Like, they don't really do anything on top of it because it's become more of a mainstay. So ironically, now it's getting less attention because it got more attention.
I think you've got a point there. You know, I've noticed with, especially with my Halo 5 Mythic runs or Lasso runs, whatever you want to call it, you know, they didn't get a lot of views compared to the ones from Halo 4, Halo 3 ODST, Halo Reach, Halo 3. And it may be exactly what you said, that it just isn't getting as much attention because it became more mainstream. But I also think that we're not getting a lot of support from 343 in that regard.
I think a big part of that is there was no achievement in Halo 5 for beating it on Lasso. Like, the only thing you got was Mr. Chief as the background of the post-game Carnage Report as a little Easter egg instead of like an achievement or something. So, like, no one's, you know, going out there looking at their, you know, what achievements they need. Oh, I need to do Lasso, I guess. So I need a guide, apparently, for Halo 5. So,
well, that,
what do you guys think that 343 could do to actually boost the Lasso community more?
Well, they need an achievement for one, an Infinite.
Yeah, definitely have an achievement in there for it. I think that was a missed opportunity for Halo 5 for sure. And I wonder what the thought process of why they chose not to have one in there. It just seems like a weird, I don't know if it's, because it was the same idea of, I don't know why they didn't put in a speedrun achievement either. And I wonder if it's just one of those that they're like, well, we don't know if it's possible and we're not testing it ourselves. So we're just to be on the safe side, we're not going to put it in there. And I hope that's not what it is, because I think they're underestimating the Lasso community in that regard. It doesn't matter how hard it is. It will be done.
Right.
You know?
You're going to try regardless.
It will be, and we've got the talent right here on the screen.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to hire us as the internal 343
team. You guys are fantastic, and I'm surprised they haven't hired you to do playtest yet. Just to see if it's possible.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And they got an internal.
Well, maybe they have, and you just can't talk about it.
Yes, that too. But, no, I mean, I think you nailed it. There is, I think, a large thing that they can do is bring people in to playtest. I mean, they did it for speedrunners for MCC. They brought in a guy named Goat Roped, and they brought in Mr. Monopoly and they played through all of the Halo games, well, 1 through 4 at the time. I think, like, Mono did Halo 2 and 3, Goat Rogue did 1 and 4, and they played through it to make sure all of the speedrun glitches still worked in the games. And it's something that I know they've done, and so I wish they would bring in people to test out Lasso and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure that we are all more than willing to go do that.
Yes, you know? Definitely. So,
I guess I'll go play some Halo.
Yeah, oh man, sure. I have to go play Halo Infinite early. What a shame.
Yeah.
So, but I think on top of that, I think they should bring back that Bungie kind of vibe. Is they should not only just have achievements, but you know, if we get challenges and stuff in Infinite, I hope that they do. They have challenges for Lasso, just campaign challenges in general, and I hope they do have kind of just fun events. Like, they could have a month of Lasso or whatever it is, where they just, I don't know, and this isn't just for the Lasso community. They could do that with any of the communities, is just have almost like a month or a week or just some amount of time dedicated to showcasing a part of the one of the communities out there. You know,
it would be nice that, like, especially as Infinite gets going, kind of how you were talking earlier, Tyrant, that, like, if, like, once that Lazo stuff or the speedrunning stuff gets going, kind of just recognize that, help just the acknowledge that the community is doing it. I mean, they support the GDQ stuff. Game's right. Done quick, so, like, maybe take it one step further.
They have the Halo Spotlight program too, mm-hmm. but that's more for, like, showcasing art or, like, one off, like, weird glitches or tricks somebody may have found, but they're not for, like, you know, an entire Lasso run or something like that.
Yeah. They really should.
I feel like that's kind of where things sort of fell to the wayside a little bit. You know, I appreciate the fact that they have the community spotlight. And one of the reasons I feel like we aren't recognized as much as we used to be is because a lot of people who are very talented have come forward in the last, you know, several years, and they deserve to have their work shared. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. You know, one of the folks on Twitter that recently got his artwork really well known was Pixel Flare.
Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. he's, you know, getting contracted.
And I am very proud of him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, so to see that is amazing. So I realized that as the community has grown, the spotlight has gotten smaller.
Right.
And so I understand that to a point, but it's one of those things still where I feel like they could be making an effort to bring in some of those old school Halo folks to just, you know, carry on the torch.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely some things lacking from certain parts of the community with the Halo Spotlight, and that might not be necessarily the best place for some other stuff in there, but there is, I think, definitely, and I mean, 343 has a lot to deal with anyways, so they're going through, I mean, just with, like, all the development that they're working on MCC and trying to keep that going, like, there's only so much that they can obviously do, but
I think that is a good thing. I think Tyrant is probably the most involved with this, is that, you know, when you started doing this, Tyrant, the internet was a very different place when it came to making guides and stuff like that. So I think it's a large part. It's just, there just wasn't as much stuff for them to sift through, you know? Mm-hmm.
I agree entirely.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely agree to that.
Well, that, and also it was something that it hadn't been done before. So it had the novelty value to it. You know, not that I'm, you know, discounting what you guys do, because it's sure as hell something I can't do. But to a point, I'm sure the novelty's worn off because we have multiple people doing it now. We have the guides out there, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that are doing it on their own that are just not streaming it on a regular basis. But, you know, like with Halo 5 and the achievements, like you guys talked about, with the development headaches they had with Halo 5, I think they just didn't have time to be able to even figure out if the achievement was possible.
Sure.
Because they were going so hard on trying to get the game launched.
Which was a failure.
True, it was. I mean, they did have... Halo 5 did not launch well. And I hope they've learned their lesson, which from what we've seen so far, it looks like they have. But yes, I'm with you. I would love to see some of you guys get in there and see if you can beat Halo Infinite on Lasso.
Oh yeah.
I'll do it.
I'm going to probably be attempting it within the first at least week. I don't know if it'll be done in the first week, but
we'll have to see if Joker finishes it first or Silver.
Oh God. I got to make guides.
I'll tell you this.
Place your bets now, people.
I did pledge to do a Halo Infinite Legendary walkthrough. I will do that. In terms of Lasso or Mythic walkthrough, I actually passed the torch down to a colleague of mine who is also in the Mythic community. His name is Olden Akey. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's in his 60s, but he is an avid Lasso player, and he has been working on through all of the Halo games on that difficulty setting and has done a fantastic job. I actually play with him every month on Halo 5 Warzone, or we load up any Halo campaign and play that way. But he is actually going to be taking over and doing the Mythic walkthrough for Halo Infinite.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to seeing it.
I look forward to seeing it too. He's very talented.
Cool. Is that going to be up on your channel, or is he doing his own channel, or how's that going
to
turn
out? It's going to be on his channel. I still need to reach out to Claude just to make sure that those two get connected. I want him to do a written walkthrough as well on HBO if they're going to keep that site going.
Okay.
But yeah, I think he's extremely capable, and I could not imagine it being in better hands. But I've done the walkthroughs now for over 10 years, so you know it's time to let someone else shine in the spotlight for a little while.
Yeah,
fair enough.
You brought this term up a little bit ago, Tyrant. But what's the difference between Lasso and Mythic?
So the difference is Mythic is always Lasso, but Lasso is not always Mythic. Lasso is Legendary All Skulls On, but through every game except for Halo 5, you can negate the Iron Skull by using the save and quick glitch. For those of you who don't know what the Iron Skull does, which I'm sure most of you do, it means that every time you die, instead of going back to the last checkpoint, you have to start the mission over again. With the save and quick glitch, you can actually get around that, except for, again, Halo 5. Now, with Mythic difficulty, you can't do that. You have to actually go through as intended. So it's going through Legendary All Skulls On, start to finish, no saves, no death.
Yeah, that sounds intense. Sounds very intense. I know I'm probably just going to stick with Lasso to get the achievements, and that'll probably be it. Silver, since you've been going through and redoing your achievement guides with the recent release on PC, what's some of the things that you've noticed as being different from when MCC first came out to now? Have there been any kind of major technique changes, or is it still kind of pretty standard just with new discoveries of new methods?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been like 6 years now, 5-6 years since I put out the initial batch of my Lasso guides, and like I learned a lot over those years, and also the community just discovered a ton of more stuff as well. So like the new guys are just far and away better than the old ones. And they're just better quality. The strategies in there are just much easier to do. There's entire areas that you used to have to do like some tough, you know, skip or something or a glitch, but now it's just a walk in the park comparatively. Regret is a good example where you used to have to do the regret boss battle and it was tough riding that second gondola to his temple. And, you had to fight regret with all those honor guards down below, but now you could easily, there's a way to stick your head in the wall of the gondola so they don't notice you. So you just stay there for a while and the gondola will start up again and take you to regret.
Oh, wow.
And then I found there's a rocket grenade jump that I do now where you go to the left, or you could go to the right side of the temple, it doesn't matter, but you do a rocket grenade jump into one of the windows on the side of the temple that you probably don't really notice. Because there's no reason to ever go on the sides of the temple. but you could do a jump there fairly easily and get in there early and no one spawns in yet. So you could set up, you could like move a bunch of stuff around in there to block all the reinforcements from coming in.
Oh, wow.
So then it's just like one-on-one with regret once you kill the initial wave of enemies in there. So just things like that, like make
it way
easier.
Well, that would have been nice to know a while ago.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my favorite so far is the whole stick your head in the gun, the wall of the gondola, and the I'm not here. No, yeah. You don't see me.
If you can't see, yeah, you can't see
me.
Those
ranger elites are a pain in the butt for that second gondola ride.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was, you could like box yourself in with a crate, which you could do still. But like now you don't even need the crate. You could just stick your head in the wall.
That's. Yeah,
Master Chief becomes an ostrich. You heard, or what are the birds in Halo Reach?
Moas.
The moas.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be referring to your guides whenever I decide to go through the Lazo run on MCC.
Yeah, I still haven't decided if I'm going to do that one or not.
I'm definitely with Dust Storm on this one.
Yeah, it's nuts. What's kind of the things that you guys find most challenging about doing Lazo? Is it just having to adjust for how the enemies play differently, or just the challenge itself? Like, what's the big thing that really that you guys really struggle with in Lazo that makes it difficult for you guys? Because I mean, there's probably certain parts of Lazo that are easier for you guys, but what are the more difficult parts for you?
For me, it's when you first start a new game. Because each game plays very differently. In fact, I remember when I visited Bungie Studios back in 2010, and I had already done Mythic walkthroughs for Halo 3 and Halo 3 ODST. They said, "We can't wait to see what you do with Reach." And I didn't realize that they had taken out the noob combo entirely. So as Pro Ace Joker was saying earlier, you couldn't just overcharge and do the headshot. You actually had to pepper the plasma pistol. And that was actually quite a bit more challenging. So between that and the brutes no longer being susceptible to the noob combo, as well as the elites, because the brutes didn't have the armor anymore, it was just an adjustment. Of course, Halo 4 had its own challenges because the plasma pistol wasn't nearly as effective as it was in previous games.
It ran out real quick in Halo 4, even just peppering.
Yeah, I think, what was it, one charge was 2%?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was nuts. So that made the very first mission, what was it called?
Dawn.
Shoot.
Dawn.
It was so difficult because you had to basically stockpile the plasma pistols and the storm rifles. And then Halo 5 came around, and that was a whole different monster too. So basically, I feel like it's one of those things, once you get into the lingo of the games, it's not that bad. But it's about getting there. I don't know how you, Silver and Pro Ace, you feel, but I'd love to hear your input.
Yeah, I agree. Like, going back and redoing them as they came out on PC last year, I was doing 1 and 2 just, like, casually on my own for years, but I never played Halo 3 Lasso. Like, after I made the initial guides, like, 5 years ago, I never really went back and played Halo 3 Lasso since then. So I was playing Halo 1 and 2 a lot, and then when I went and started doing 3 again, I had totally forgotten, like, all the nuances that Halo 3 Lasso brings. So I remember thinking, like, this game is, like, so much worse on Lasso and less enjoyable than 1 and 2. But it was just because I wasn't used to it. So, like, eventually, like, after a day or two of kind of grinding some missions out, I was like, oh, okay, I got the feel for it and everything again. So it was much more doable at that point. But most people just play through it once and never touch it again. So they never get to that point where, you know, they're actually enjoying it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think I agree with both of those, both of them, I mean, perfectly. Because it really is. It's just, it's that starting point. There is just, I think, like almost any game, there's a rhythm that you gotta learn to lasso, and once you do, it becomes a lot more enjoyable. You actually see yourself, it feels good because you actually feel yourself making progress through the game. And I think that's I think that's why it's a very enjoyable experience.
What's kind of some of the things that, if anyone was interested in exploring Lazo or wanting to get into Lazo more seriously, what's some of the things that you would recommend people start to either practice at or look at, other than kind of like watching your guides? All of you guys have guides or streams that do it, but what's kind of some of the key things that people could really start out with that would really kind of get them down the right path of how to either approach doing Lazo, how to think about doing Lazo, maybe some habits that you're used to doing just in normal legendary that you have to break for doing Lazo? What's kind of some of your words of wisdom?
You definitely have to break habits from regular legendary, because it just, the game doesn't react in the same way. So you kind of like, once you get good at legendary and you're like pretty good at speedrunning it, you're just like flying around the map doing whatever you want, basically. But you can't do that for the most part on Lasso. So you kind of have to learn to be more conservative and not just run at the enemy. Yeah, you got to just take a whole new approach. But yeah, I like to always have in the back of my mind that the game is just a bunch of code put together. And so I'm always trying to, you know, it's a bunch of if-then statements, and I'm fulfilling one of those at any given time. So if I ever see something, you know, curious or something that might be useful, I'm like, is this actually RNG? Is it totally random that what just happened? Or can I manipulate the game in a way to, you know, get that to be something that happens consistently? And then I could, you know, learn to predict where the enemies are going, or, you know, a way to get the game to do something that I want rather than just going in there totally, you know, blind.
Sounds like the Neo.
I actually recommend starting with Halo 3 ODST for anyone who wants to start out with Lasso, because for me, at least, of the five current Halo games, I don't count Halo 2 or Halo CE because those are two different monsters in my opinion. But of the five consistent games with Lasso or Mythic difficulties, ODST, at least for me, and I'd love to hear y'all's opinion on this too, is the easiest. For one, the Jackal snipers are a lot more fair. It takes two shots for them to actually take you down. The drones are actually brought down fairly easy with the SMG, which was not the case in Halo 3. And you have a lot more weapons and ammo, and you have invincible allies on top of that. So there's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot of workarounds with ODST that weren't in Halo 3, and definitely not in Halo 4 or 5 or Reach. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on what your easiest Halo campaign was on the Lasso difficulty.
Yeah, I agree. It's ODST for sure. And then if I was going to order the games in that are in MCC, I would say ODST is easiest, then 4, then Reach, then 3, then 1, then 2.
So I got the, what about the, 5? Where would you rank 5?
I don't have 5 in my books yet. I have not actually done Halo 5 Lasso because I've been grinding these achievement guides out again. So, but
there
I am
two missions that you need to look out for in particular for Halo 5. One is Blue Team. That one's going to be tough for you.
Yeah.
And also Battle of Sinaion.
Right. Okay.
We skip all of
Blue
Team.
I could see that.
You could skip the entirety of that mission now.
Are you serious?
I'll have to look into that.
What have I been missing all this time?
On spawn, you can jump out of the map and you can do this crazy. Oh, there's one. Okay, so you have to run through a little bit. You have to kind of run through that kind of underground. But once you hit the elevator, you can skip all the hunters and everything past that, all the way to the very last fight. The only major problem you're gonna have on Blue Team is the last fight. So
with the two extra hunters.
Right. Well, again, if you do the glitch we're talking about, you only have to fight, just two of them. The other two will be gone. So,
I'm unaware of this.
That makes two of us. Where have I been all this time?
Even the speedrunners and Lazo runners on the podcast are learning from each other.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a total newbie to Halo 5 Lasso, but I got all the other ones on lock. But I'm sure there's stuff like we could all learn from each other, even in the games we all play all the time, too.
Oh, very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, like I was saying, is we know these games better than I think even the game devs do. And it's all about the nuances for it all. I mean, it's what I tell people getting into speedrunning and stuff. It's just like I could tell you and try to explain to you everything I know. But there's so much of it that is just that sixth sense feeling that you get, that when you're playing, you just have that vibe that you know exactly what's going to happen. And I just, after playing long enough, you just start getting that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a large part. I was going to recommend, I totally agree with the ODST, but I'd also recommend, like, if you're planning on doing Lasso, figure out what game you enjoy the most and just kind of learn it. I think a good way to start out is learn what you can. I think learning part of the speedrun stuff, I would definitely watch the Lasso guide so you know what speedrun strats are being used, because not all legendary ones can be used. But learn a lot of the tricks and stuff like that, and then do those missions, because I think that gets people into that vibe of like, hey, I can do this, right? I think the big part is just a lot of people have a tough time with grinding and just banging their head against the wall over and over trying to beat some of those harder missions. It's just do a few missions that you enjoy doing, that you can do, that aren't, you know, you could always do the easy one like Nightfall on Halo Reach where you just skip everything. But try and do those missions that are a little bit more difficult, that will need you to kind of learn how to play Lasso. And then you can go from there and start doing runs of all the missions after that. Once you figure out, like, there are times that you are going to have to change it up. No matter what guides you see, the amazing thing about Halo is every time you play it, you're going to get a different thing to happen. You know, there's some things that, sure, you can kind of manipulate a little bit, but no matter what happens, at the end of the day, every Halo experience is going to be individual, and you're going to have to learn how to improvise that.
That's very true. In fact, one of the things that I suggest in my Halo 3 Lasso guide is actually taking on Crow's Nest, because if you can get through that, you are effectively a brute-killing machine in that game.
Fair enough. GT, did you have any questions? I know I've been rambling on here for a while.
Actually, yeah. When Infinite comes out, what is going to be your strategy to figure out how to get through it with all skulls on? I mean, what do you look for when you're playing the game?
We were
as a possible shortcut, right, or a way to get around something.
We were talking about this kind of a little bit before we started this podcast. Is like, Infinite is going to be an interesting beast to tackle. I mean, it's not the first time we've had open world Halo, right, with ODST, but I'm pretty sure this game's a little more freeform than ODST. I mean, ODST is open world, but it's very enclosed into this cityscape. Halo Infinite looks like it's a lot more open world. So it's going to be interesting that I think there'll be a lot of ways that you'll just be able to avoid enemies altogether. You know, you just won't even have to handle certain places. You'll just skip right through them. But I think a large part is we don't know how this game is going to go down. We don't know if they're going to have any kind of like Metroidvania upgrade style with Master Chief. You know, we've seen the grapple hook and stuff like that. Like, is that something that's a permanent unlock? Do we have to go find and unlock that? Or is that just around the map that we have to go pick up? And I think that's going to change ultimately how it's going to be just completely different from all other Lassos, like all the games are, because we don't even know how the skulls are going to function in that kind of environment. It's going to be so different that, honestly, I think the best starting point is just turn them all on and see what happens. You know, I think it's the best way is just go through a few encounters and we got to just feel out how different it is.
Do we even know what skulls are going to be in Halo Infinite?
No idea.
We don't.
Yeah, that's exactly the part of it, right?
I guess we don't even know probably if skulls are going to be in
probably
there.
Grunt birthday party.
Well, yeah, we don't know if they're going to be skulls, and we're not going to know if we have to go find them to unlock them first.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this is very true. Halo 5 was the first time since Halo 3 that we actually had to go around looking for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some of them were actually quite a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Forgot
about that.
I was really, really depressed that I couldn't pick them up and whack enemies with them. That was that. No, 343. Bad 343. Pick up skull, smack enemy. Anyway.
there's definitely something to being able to go and discover those skulls. Like, I know in Halo 2, that was one of the really cool things, is being able to go and actually find them and get a hold of them. And Halo 3 kind of had that same feeling, but it would be cool to have something similar like that in Infinite, where you can, like, okay, maybe there's this one skull off in one of those floating pieces that maybe you can get to or something. So you have to get in the Banshee and fly to one of those and pick up a skull or something like that. So it'd be cool to have that kind of mechanism in there for the skulls at some point.
Yeah.
What was the skull that you had to find in Halo 5 where you had to shoot down enemy aircraft?
The Phaeton?
Yeah, that was
the Phaeton, yeah.
Enemy lines? Or no,
that was a pain in the butt.
It was
actually I figured out a way to do that.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it actually turns out to be really easy. Just use the Spartan laser.
Share. The Spartan laser?
Yeah.
I think I used the tank.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody did.
I was using the
And I when I was doing my achievement run, I saved the Spartan laser just for that. Because, hitting the tank or hitting the Phaeton with the tank's pain. But with the Spartan laser, it's pretty easy.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
So I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Did I get with the tank or the Phaeton?
I mean, the first time I did it with the tank.
Yeah, I think I did with the tank, too.
But if I remember right, I think when I did the actual, when I actually recorded it, I'm pretty sure I used the Spartan laser.
Okay.
Well, I think one thing that's going to be interesting to note is this will be the first time that Infinite will be on PC on launch, supposedly. We'll see if that actually happens. But, it'll be the first time we get on PC. And a lot of times when these games are on PC, they're a lot easier to, quote-unquote, break into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having that kind of stuff, I know, like, speedrunners, once again, they've had the Halo scripts for a long time, and it's proven very beneficial to find out a lot of the load zones and just enemy spawns and just the mechanics of all of it. And I that kind of stuff will help even with Lasso a lot, of just learning exactly how these games interact and see if there is any specific interactions that happen if skulls are on it.
Yeah. Well, like, because Silver was, like, talking earlier, like, how the Black Ice Skull acts differently in each game, so that nuance is definitely going to play a part into all of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I noticed even that a whole overshield thing disappeared pretty quick. Games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mythic is different.
Because in some of the games, I don't know if this applies to all of them, but the Mythic Skull actually boosts the player as well.
Right.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that either. I'm learning a lot on this podcast. Trying to absorb it all so when I do my laser run, I can be a little bit more prepared.
One of us.
Yeah, all that time that I don't have that I wish I had.
See, I like the system I used in Reach was I just had save checkpoints.
Yeah, I've contemplated doing the whole, hey, who has the last checkpoint? But I think I want to legit go through and try to do, like, Lazo legit for MCC.
Yeah. One of those.
Hey, Dust, can I borrow that last checkpoint?
I will gladly lend you that last checkpoint when I get there.
It is about, like, what do you care about? I get some people just want the achievement, and that's totally fine. If that's all they want to do, go for it. But I think there is a good section. It's like, if you want to do it and do it right, just play from the beginning and do it right. Do it Lasso style. No checkpoints. I don't want to hear any reverting or anything like that. Go start to finish.
No damage. Listened to the community in this regard, because you can't actually save and quit.
Yeah.
I've actually gone through Reach Lasso, and I did Halo 4 Lasso. Not Mythic, just Lasso. I have not done Halo 3. Well, you know, of the original games, because Halo 1 and 2, you couldn't do it when they launched. But of the ones you could do it at launch, Halo 3 is the only one I haven't done it, and Reach, or not Reach, ODST of the Bungie. And then, of course, I haven't done it on Halo 5 because there hasn't been any reason to.
get that Mr. Chief post-game card report mm-hmm. picture.
I looked that up on the internet.
What's your guys' recommendation as far as for those wanting to try to do Lasso, as far as doing it either solo or co-op?
I guess it depends what you're looking for it. I think I did, like I said, is I started doing this as co-op, but my buddy just sat in a corner. You know, the people I played with really just wanted the XP or whatever from it. So they just sat in a corner while I did it. Lasso, everything co-op, I think, is a great starting point. I mean, it's just one of those. It turns off the Iron Skull in a way. If one person dies, you just go back to a checkpoint instead of the entire mission. And I think that eases the grind for a lot of people. And it's one of those, Lasso can be a really fun experience with a co-op partner. I think it's a really, really good, you know, unless you want to throw your controller at your person for your friend, for,
yeah.
you know, dying at some point, getting stuck or sticking to you, whatever it is. But so I think it could definitely be a very fun experience. But I think at the same time, I mean, it just depends on what it is. If you want that harder challenge and that. Yeah, I think if you just want the harder challenge, you go solo.
Well, I'll tell you this. I actually have currently four, what I refer to as a quad mythic laser runs on my channel. Hmm. And this is actually going through Halo 3 with four players, legendary all skulls on, no saves, no deaths. That was a challenge.
Yeah.
Especially with Cortana being one of those missions.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see the looks on your faces. That was, and to be fair, we usually left two of our guys like in a corner somewhere so that Vince was like my partner in crime back then. We'd go through and clear most of the enemies while Shadow Strike, and I forget who the fourth player was, but they would kind of hang back a little bit and let us do most of the work.
Okay. The mop-up crew.
Yes. With the exception of Floodgate, we all sort of just ran through that one.
Oh, yeah.
She just got book it.
And the world record for that with Acrophobia Skull, 52 seconds. Thank you, Mimplets.
I need that skull to come to all the other Halo games.
Right?
Yeah. There's...
Works on 1 and 2.
Yes.
There's a mod that you could, like, turn it on easily in 1 and 2, I think.
Right.
Yeah, just a mod that they used for it. I know Mono. I don't know if Mono just used a mod or if he... Knowing him, he probably has found a way to just get it.
Because I think it's in the... Because I think it is in the game files for 1 and 2, but it's just not turned on. So
the skull...
There's a certain file you have to alter, and then it turns it on for the other games.
Gotcha.
I think it's a copy paste into like the other games, but I mean, all the skull is doing is activating that like debug console command. So that's
right.
Since it exists in 1 and 2, that's why it works. But with 3, 2, yeah. 4, it just, I guess that console command like isn't there.
It was in Halo 1 all along, right? It was just a debug command, and they're just like, let's just make a skull for it. So it was cool.
Yeah.
Cool that they added it to it.
Yeah, I feel like they'll bring it to 1 and 2 in one of the season updates, since it's kind of already there.
I hope so. Make it more official. I don't know if that's one of those mods that would fail anti-cheat check or not. It might not. What else is there anything, or is there anything else that you guys can think of that would be a good suggestion for starters? Or just kind of like finding that initial start, watching guides? Any big things that you guys run into?
It's one of those things where it's looking at the easier missions. So, you know, we already talked about Halo 3 ADST. One of the easiest missions in the entire franchise to do, in my opinion, is Floodgate. So if you really want to try in Halo 3, Lasso for the first time, that was the first mission we did for the Summer Mythic Recon Challenge back in, I think, 2008 or 2009. And we had over 1,000 submissions for that one. So people were able to get through that pretty easily. It's not that difficult to get through. And you're fighting mostly Flood. And the nice thing about Halo 3 is when you're fighting the Flood, the Black Eye Skull actually helps you out a lot. Because you're doing a lot of melee. And of course, the melee brings your shields back up. So if you're constantly meleeing the enemies with either the sword or the gravity hammer, then you always have shields.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to go. Halo in Halo 3 was the second easiest mission, in my opinion. Because you can skip most of that as long as you can get up to the tower early and get that infinite Spartan laser from Johnson.
You can just sit there.
Uplift Reserve in Halo 3 ODST was extremely easy. You can get through that in probably about 3 minutes.
Yep.
Mention Nightfall and Halo Reach.
Oh, absolutely. You were right on the money there. Nightfall is one thing that, as long as you don't miss melee that last leap before you try to jump through the gate at the end, you're in really good shape there.
Yeah.
I actually, again, I know I'm, as a the resident Halo 4 speeder, I know I might be a bias, but Shutdown is obviously easy since you don't have to
shut down
a single thing.
Oh, yes.
You skip.
Reclaimer.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, the Reclaimer is actually, I think that's a good mission, or I think it's a good mission because you actually do encounter enemies, at least. You can do that whole mission without killing anything, but you actually do have to work your way around enemies, so it's not a bad way to kind of get a gist of how they react a little bit.
Hmm.
Dawn, you could do now if you learn the new skip.
Oh, yeah. That one's tough, though.
Yeah.
Again, I'm missing out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We jump out in that first the first encounter room after you kill the grunts, and you don't even have to open the bay doors or whatever it is, the windows. You can just jump out of the map and skip to the end of the mission.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You could skip the two Covenant or the two scarab battle on the Covenant now too.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which you just like you do a bunch of going into different load zones to essentially despawn the door. So you just fly your Hornet into the door, into the Citadel there.
Wow.
Daggone.
There's so much. It's like a constant revolving door.
Also, Genesis and Halo 5 is pretty easy too.
Yeah.
It's like a constant revolving door of new methods that get discovered.
I'm going to have to get up to speed and watch these new runs.
Today.
Keys in Halo 1 is easy.
Normally, at the end of Reach, Pillar of Autumn, you jump up to the MAC gun to take out 3 of the 6 Phantoms early, but I just found a way this earlier today to get up there early to take out 5 out of 6, which is pretty great.
Oh, wow. You should show that. And this is on Lasso, right?
You could do it on Lasso. I had like half the skulls on. I was just testing everything that affected like physics.
You should definitely send me that, because I know we do that for legendaries. We hop up there as well for the speed run for it. But you have to kill all the problem is after you kill the first or the two of them, you have to kill any enemies that are still down there, and on Lasso you just don't have enough ammo to do it, so you have to deal with the second wave. So if you this sounds really good.
Yeah. You got plenty of ammo this way because you just have like a full DMR, and you do use a concussion rifle,
right?
But instead of doing that triple dome shield or drop shield jump, you just do like a single shot. You basically stand on a box and shoot the concussion rifle at the ground, and it'll bounce you right up to the top.
Gotcha. This is for Halo Reach. But
yeah,
sorry, my feed cut out for a minute there. This is like the fourth time it's done that during this presentation. Sorry about that.
That's all good.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's actually a way to avoid triggering the enemies to spawn in initially. So if you're playing Lasso where speed doesn't matter, you could just kind of set up a little bit and take your time rather than like what you used to have to do was like speed past everybody and try to do it before you get shot up by all the grunts and jackals down there.
Very nice.
That's why I was saying is like you should definitely make a video and send that to me.
All right. I actually just streamed it.
Oh,
before before this podcast, but I'll clip it.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I can't wait to see it. It's been probably, 10 years since I've played Halo Reach in that regard?
Yeah, I come out of retirement.
Yeah, I actually have been
taking my old Mythic runs from halo.bungie.org and re-uploading them on my channel. You know, I never know what's going to happen with that site, so I want to make sure that all my guides are preserved. And so I already did it for Halo 3 and Halo 3 ODST. 4 and 5 have always been on my channel, so Reach is the only one that's left. It's just a matter of getting that motivation down, because Reach is my second least favorite Halo game. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
Yeah. Reach is not terrible Lasso, I think. So I think it's one of the more fun Lassos, to be honest with you. So.
Oh, it's not challenging. It's just boring.
I would say it's even...
Right.
Yeah, just use Noble Team as a meat shield
pretty
the whole
much.
Time.
And don't let Cat drive you off a cliff.
Oh, yeah. Take her keys.
Yep, get in the driver's seat. Oh, man. I'm learning lots. This is great. what's some of the other things that really you find difficult in Lazo? Or I guess let me rephrase that. What's some of the more harder things that through your time doing Lazo that you've come across that either took you a while to figure out or really tripped you up and kind of had to force you to rethink the way that you approached a certain section?
Blind Skull.
Or a certain piece of a mission.
Blind, yep.
Yeah, no I HUD. Think,
yeah,
no information.
A lot of times it's just the skulls themselves. I think they just, like you said, Blind Skull, Black Eye, like a lot of them just make you rethink every single encounter in Halo that you can have. So
yeah, we used to call Iron, Black Eye, and Blind the terrible trio. Blind was always the toughest because they moved the reticle around in the games a little bit. Like in Halo 3, it's about an inch or so below the center of the screen, whereas in Halo 5, it's directly in the center. But then in vehicles, it's different.
Yep.
So you have to readjust for that too. So for those of you who want to put a sticky on your screen, that's not going to work.
You could put two on and then you're set.
There you go. But I have a 70-inch Vizio screen that I don't want to ruin. So
string. You do string across it.
There you go.
Like set up a laser pointer behind you so it's just pointing at the screen.
There you go.
Actually, what you can do is like those static things that you pull off of protective screens.
Oh.
Just lay it up there.
Oh, yeah.
And then put your dot on it, and then you can just peel it right back off.
Not a bad idea.
Or you could just get good, I guess.
Get good. I have to because I'm blind in my right eye. So I've kind of been... And that's only been the case for the last the last 6 years now almost. So I only had to deal with it for Halo 5, but yeah.
Yeah, sounds like that might be a little more difficult.
Well, when you have no depth perception, yes, it can be. But let me tell you, it's an extra skull. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
About the half-blind skull.
That's literally that's literally in your skull. Oh, geez. GT, did you have another question?
It did, but I forgot what it was. I got distracted by half-blind skull.
If anyone in the chat has a question, too, feel free to ask. I know Joker and... all three of them are looking at chat, so if anyone has a question, feel free to go ahead and ask it.
I actually can't see the chat, so...
Okay. Well, we got Silver and Joker looking at chat as well.
Ask Tyrant... only ask him questions.
Well, thank you, sir.
For the games themselves, is there any one particular game that really was, I'm kind of just filling air. Was there any one particular game that really was more difficult to figure out than any other particular game, or is every game just kind of its own little cadence where, okay, you have these normal set of things that you just kind of look out for, like you figure out how the skulls affect things, you see how the enemies react, and it's kind of just the same kind of laundry list of, okay, check these things out, see how they work, and apply that to the game mechanics.
You know, I still say Halo 3 was the toughest because it was the first time that you could actually, you know, do this from the get-go. And Jackal snipers could still one-shot you in that game on Legendary. But Reach was the first time I had to really change up my tactics because Halo 3 and Halo 3 ADST went pretty well together. But when Reach came along, you had to really switch things up with elites being added back in, with the plasma pistol not being as effective. With Brutes, you had to, you know, change up your tactics entirely because they didn't have power armor anymore. So with each game, it's definitely been different, but I guess because Halo 3 was the first for me, that was the toughest one. How about you guys?
Honestly, I mean, I think the basic one would be like Halo 2, just because of how different it is. I think, you know, surprisingly, I'm going to say specifically MCC changed things up massively. Because once they added that whole, in Lasso, the non-scoring skulls aren't turned on, it just completely changed how difficult, like, Halo 1 was. And the other, and Halo 1 and 2 has a bunch. But yeah, Halo 1 specifically, because they turned off the bandolier skull, so you no longer had infinite ammo. And that just completely threw out a lot of the old guide, I guess, on how to beat Halo 1 Lasso. You had to completely rework everything.
You couldn't just huck grenades downfield.
No. Yeah, that was all Halo 1.
Just spamming grenades.
Yeah, and then Halo 2, same thing. There's no Envy Skull in the MCC Lasso playlist, which makes you, instead of having a flashlight, you have Arbiter's camo as Master Chief. So that just makes, like, all the guides that were out there when I was making, you know, new guides, or what were new guides at the time, they all used camo. So I had to, like, figure out, you know, what to do in certain areas where they just literally ran past enemies while camouflaged. I had to be like, okay, this is going to need some revisions here.
So, but really, there's no Envy. Wow.
Yeah, no Envy in the playlist.
Yeah, it's considered a non-scoring skull.
And yeah, they wouldn't want to give you anything that would help you.
Yeah, well, it's one of those that I already know exactly what happened of why they had to turn it off, was simply because non-scoring skulls also turn off the ability to unlock achievements.
Mm-hmm.
They simply took it out of the playlist, actually, because if they had it on, you wouldn't be able to get the Lasso achievements for doing so. So, and I'm pretty sure that is the sole reason why they ended up removing them out of the playlist specifically.
That's funny. I like it, though. More of a challenge.
Yeah.
More skulls. Or less skulls in this case.
Yeah. Less skulls, more difficult.
But you could always, like, turn a skull that's supposedly detrimental around and turn it on its head and, like, use it to your advantage.
Right.
In various ways, like Black Eye, obviously. In Halo 2, you could get up to an overshield, double overshield. Mm-hmm. So you could do more grenade jumps or rocket grenade jumps or something. That gives you more ability to do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Or just, like, run past enemies more easily with two overshields.
I said earlier, I think my favorite is the tilt skull, just because it changes everything. So yeah, you can do things like rocket jumps and grenade jumps, and you can do multiple of them. Concussion rifle jumps and, you know, region stuff were a lot easier because you could use an entire clip of concussion rifle and it would do not even half damage. And when you're using something like the where you don't get your shields to recharge, that kind of stuff is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those nuances again. That's pretty much most of the questions that I had. GT, did you remember the one that you had?
I've got one last one. Which game for each of you is your favorite overall to run Lasso?
I'd say Halo 2.
You're crazy.
Because I'm a Lassicist. Yes. I'm a
Lassicist.
You're a
crazy person.
But yeah, I just find that one. Halo 2 is my, Halo 1 and 2 are my favorite to run in general. And then just Lasso doesn't change it.
How about you, Proyce?
Oh, honestly, I think Halo Reach. I think it just because it was my first one that I really, you know, started getting into Lasso. And I just have a lot of fun with, I think, Halo Reach, surprisingly.
Weirdly enough for me, it was Halo 5. And I know that sounds crazy. Hmm. Especially with the storyline.
Both of you are crazy.
I am.
What? Halo 5,
but
well, see, the nice thing about Lasso is the story doesn't matter because you skip half of it anyway.
Yeah, this is true. But I loved the squad system. I know that's, you know, controversial for a lot of people, but I love the squad system. I loved the Spartan enhancements over the Spartan abilities, or the Spartan abilities over Spartan armor, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So the armor abilities that were in Halo Reach and Halo 4, I did not like, but the enhancements that were in 5, I actually prefer much more because they're more predictable and you have them all the time.
Sure.
So I enjoyed that. And yeah, I mean, it was once I actually got into the groove of it, and maybe it's because it's the most recent Lasso game I played, it had a more natural flow to it.
Interesting.
I'll have to take your word for it. I haven't done Halo 5 Lasso yet.
I have the entire full campaign and cutscenes on my site for Halo 5. So in addition to my Mythic walkthrough, I actually do a challenge called the Lasso Challenge, which emits the blind skull. So you can actually see the damage that I take during the runs and everything. And it adds more of a cinematic feel to it.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's nice.
And then you get less comments like, you're not even playing on Legendary.
Yeah, this is true. I take it you guys make a week from experience them. With those comments.
Yeah, make it too easy. Make it too easy.
Yeah, this guy's not even getting shot. This is on normal.
Right. This is the God mode that you see on the E3 presentations.
Yeah.
We need the God mode skill.
The other game I actually really enjoy, other than Reach, is probably Halo 1. I think MCC turning off the bandolier and stuff actually like we were saying, is it made Halo 1 really interesting of a lasso, other than just throwing a lot of nades. So
yeah, I agree. It was kind of boring just chucking grenades the whole time.
Right.
Basically, Grunt Funeral makes it a lot more tolerable too, because you can just, you know, headshot a grunt,
yeah, until
from
you try
a distance,
to melee
and then
the grunt.
They all go.
See,
up.
You don't need the bandana skull because you can just shoot a grunt.
There you go. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they made a Black Eye a lot worse too, though.
Okay, shoot the grunt from really far away.
Yeah, but what about,
and then you melee the elite
on the control room where you've got an entire room full of sleeping grunts, and you're usually, I'm used to meleeing them all.
Oh, yeah, that's
can't do
point.
That anymore.
Yeah,
nope.
Actually, I have a Halo really Fails on my site
very
for that.
Quiet.
All these different strategies. Combine them
so
all
to
together.
Answer Prestige Ace's question, he asked, Silver already said Halo 2 is his favorite. Is like, if we got Envy Skull in Halo 2, no, I wouldn't change at all. I'll say, if it changed how much our enjoyment is, Envy Skull being on and off changes the game drastically, but is not the reason why Halo 2 is a brutal lasso.
I think it's just because it's
honestly,
Halo 2.
I think one of the worst skulls in Halo 2, is it the Anger Skull? No. Is it that one? I can't remember which one it is, but it...
Anger makes them fire faster.
Okay, so that
you're thinking
brutal,
of,
but it's
that's
the,
just wrong,
the
where it makes
one,
them more aware.
Yeah, it's the one where they just know where you are. They're like two times more aware. I think that is the most brutal skull in Halo 2.
It's harder to be sneaky.
Yeah, they just know where you are at all times. They're two times more aware, and it's brutal.
Although if you do get up close to them, Sputnik allows you to smack them, and then they turn around. The physics of the game change, so they just do a 180 when you hit them once,
right.
And then you could back smack them easily.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
I think I do remember seeing something about that. Yeah. Is there anything that you guys want to bring up specifically about Lazo stuff that we haven't asked, or just anything in general?
Just get in there. We need more people finding glitches. So it takes less time to get through these campaigns.
Yeah, I think get more people in it, more likely we'll get some more cooperation with 343 potentially.
That would be nice.
Very good.
I think for people who are trying to find like glitches and new strats and stuff like that, I think there is more opportunity in the Lasso Hemisphere just because most people don't play it and like all the physics and everything are different. So there's just a whole new... like host of options you have with Lasso, so it's easier to find, I think, a Lasso strat that works for a section than it is to, you know, optimize a vanilla Legendary.
Yeah, I would love to see Lasso become more prominent in speedrunning and stuff in general, and start seeing an actual build for the community to see more, I guess, quote unquote, official Lasso speedrun stuff. I know there's a guy named Jervalin who he does Lasso, Halo 2 runs, stuff like that, and it they're really entertaining, and I totally agree. I think Lasso has so much potential for growth because there just really isn't enough people doing it, so there's probably so many tricks that can still be found and ways to play the games that we haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
Does Halo Runs have a Lazo leaderboard?
No, it does not.
That would help.
So we've added co-op recently.
Just an easy section.
Yeah, easy, Legendary, and co-op are now the ones that we got.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the easy speedrun. I mean, what's the point?
Also, Nick and Eli, if you're listening, come back.
Yeah.
Come back to us.
Please,
I'll see if I can
We miss you.
Me and him were actually talking. Me and him were talking. I mean, I guess I could spoil it here. He's been wanting to do some of the Halo games on Lasso co-op together. So,
oh, cool.
Maybe he might make a surprise appearance.
That would be awesome.
Lucy.
So
I think I'm still subbed to him on Twitch.
Yeah. I'm still subbed to him on YouTube.
Nice. Whenever I see him online, like he's streamed very infrequently, but he'll hop on every once in a while and stream a game, and I'll jump in there.
Well, the last time I talked to him, he was really into the Portal games.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which I'm very proud of. He did that. I actually just uploaded my full campaign and cutscenes for Portal 2. I think he'd be happy with that.
I know the game he was obsessed with recently. He just finished Hades. That's what he's been playing.
Oh, wow.
He was really obsessed with that game.
I heard that was good. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I need I've had an early copy of it for a long time, and I just never got around to playing it, and it's just people rave about it. I really need to get around to it myself. Spartan Ops Lasso is an interesting Eric-y. It was something I did with two other people. I think we only did like three player. We did Lasso of Spartan Ops, and not Lasso, but we did like speed runs and stuff like that, and we talked about what Lasso would look like. It would probably be just as boring as
I was going to say. I didn't think you could do Lazo on Lasso on.
Yeah,
you could now. I don't know if you used to be able to, but I was starting to do it like a month or two ago.
Oh, can you? I didn't even know you could do it. Okay. Huh.
There's no reason to do it, but it's doable.
How about Halo Wars Lasso or Halo Wars 2?
I did Halo Wars 1 Lasso like years ago. But I never like made any guides or anything for it. I've not done Halo Wars 2 though.
Halo Wars 1 Lasso isn't quite as bad because a lot of the buff skulls.
Yeah, there's skulls that like negate each other. Like one is plus 25% health and the other is negative 25% health. So it just is a wash.
Yeah, there's certain things that are more difficult and certain things that are kind of less difficult with the skulls. So it's a mixed bag for sure. But I don't think it's nearly as bad as MCC Lasso.
My favorite is all the scarabs shoot rainbow beams.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yep.
So I should also answer Procedure's Ace question. This is something that a lot of people ask talk about all the time with, or not really a question, but just he mentioned Naked Eli. He didn't stop speedrunning and stuff because his Xbox gamertag got banned. It was one of those, that was one of the, I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. He had already been contemplating leaving for quite a long time. Again, he's a really smart dude, and like I said, he's over at Amazon Prime Video right now, and he's killing it.
Yeah, he is a really smart guy.
Yeah, and he actually, I could tell you, is the biggest reason why he stopped is he actually has a medical problem with his throat. The easiest way to explain is he has a chronic sore throat, and he's had it for about 3 to 4 years now. So he pretty much can only talk a certain amount of time a day before it will actually start being painful to him to speak.
Oh, wow.
So that is the biggest reason why he stopped, is he can pretty much talk. He has about 2 hours worth of words that he can say in a day, and then it kind of starts to hurt his throat. So. Hmm.
Well, George, if you're listening, I hope you're doing okay out there, buddy.
Yeah. So, and, I have to check in with him on that. So it's been a few months since I talked to him specifically about that. But so far, they don't really know what it is, so, which is really sucky. So, but he's doing good. He's a front end engineer at Amazon Prime.
That's incredible. Well deserved.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. We'll see if he comes back to the fold.
I hope so. Maybe. Halo Infinite is supposedly launching this year. We'll see.
Right. Yeah, we already had one delay. We'll see if it sticks to just the one. Well, thank you all so much for taking time out of your schedules to be on the podcast. It was really entertaining to have you guys on. It was interesting to see how you guys were sharing new things, even with each other, on the podcast. So
there's so much.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
Everyone learned something on this podcast. But go ahead and take a minute or two to go ahead and plug anything and everything that you guys have, where people can find you, if you're streaming, if you're on YouTube. And we'll go ahead and start off with Mythic Tyrant on that, since you've been deflecting to everyone else to start first. I'm going to make you start first this time.
I want to make sure everyone has a chance to speak. So I actually have a URL for my channel. It's mythictyrant.com. Just recently hit over 50,000 subscribers, so I was happy about that. 20 million views, so I was happy about that. And hopefully at some point I'll get that trophy from YouTube if I can get to 100,000. I'm also on Twitter at mythictyrant and also Instagram.
Very nice.
I have to go do that right now.
Well, thank you.
Hit him up.
It's funny, since the pandemic started, I've been on Instagram a lot less, which is kind of weirdly weird. But I need to get back on there. There's some friends I have on there that I need to catch up with. Silver, how about you? We plug your Lazo playlist whenever you come up with a new one. But for those that for some reason haven't listened, where can people find your stuff?
Yeah, so I'm over on YouTube at youtube.com/HaloCompletionist. It's basically just a channel dedicated to making an achievement guide for every feasible Halo achievement there is. So if you're struggling with something, there's probably a guide over there for it. And there's guides for, you know, everything over there. So including Lasso, including the 3-hour speed runs, things like that. And then I stream on there on occasion, but I predominantly am going to start streaming more on Twitch. So same username over there, twitch.tv/HaloCompletionist. And yes, I'll be doing guides for Infinite when it comes out. So I'll be buried in that the first couple months it's out. And then I'm also on Twitter at Halo Completion, not Halo Completionist, because they don't allow enough characters. But I'm also chasing that silver trophy for YouTube for 100,000 subs one day. So it would have a nice ring to it, silver for silver.
There you go.
So head on over there, help out.
Go subscribe to his channel.
Yeah.
And then Joker.
And then, you know, I, on top of doing some dabbling in the Lasso, you know, I'm typically known for doing Halo speedrun stuff. I play through all of the Halo games. I just did a run the other day. It takes about 15 to 18 hours on Legendary to play through Halo Reach all the way through 5, ODST included. So we do runs like that, things like that, and you can just find me on Twitch at ProAceJoker. I'm on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Those are kind of the four major ones I use. Instagram is more just me showing off my watch collection, though. So not necessarily Halo stuff. But, you know, Twitter or Twitch are the best ways to contact me for sure. That's where I think I post the most amount of stuff. But yeah, I mean, on Twitch, I could tell you plans for this year's. I'm right now doing a 152 grind for Halo 5. I'm planning on doing all of the games Lasso. I want to get all the achievements in MCC. I want to beat all of the Halo games completely damageless on Legendary. So that's the major one. And I want to try and do all of that before Halo Infinite launches. So I don't know how that's going to work out.
Got your work cut out for you, but I believe in you, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's definitely going to be a challenge, it sounds like. And then I meant to ask this earlier, and I think of it now. What do you recommend to some communities to get involved with for doing this sort of stuff? Like, I know Halo Runs has a community. They have a website and a Discord. There's the Halo Completionist Discord. What else is there out there as far as resources or communities for people to get involved with?
Well, I have a Discord as well, so they can always join that. Of course, by default, I have it so that you have to donate $1 every month. So that's the only downside of that. Sometimes I have open days where people can join just whenever they want to without paying a thing. But so I do have those. We have some people from the Mythic community that are in there. I know that Duststorm just joined, so it's always good to have you there. Again, we have guides on halo.bungie.org. So those are a good way to get into it as well. And of course, we have two very talented people on here, Silver and Joker, who have amazing walkthroughs and speedruns and you should be checking out their channels.
Same goes to you, Tyrant. I mean, you. I feel you are the most veteran out of us for all this. I mean, you've been a staple for. I feel anyone who has ever watched any Lasso, anything, or ever heard of it knows about you. So I feel you are one of the best resources for the community to reach out to for this kind of stuff. So, and like Duststorm said, you know, there's so many nowadays. There's so many places that you can go to from Halo runs and Discords and whatnot for all these things to be discussed, for just learning how to play the games in abnormal ways, I guess is the best way to put it, that most people don't do. So, hardcore ways to play Halo.
Thank you for the kind words, my friend.
Yep. All right. Well, a couple of last minute things. We did get a community update from 343, and just one thing I want to pull out here. We're going to talk about the whole article next week. There's some season 6 content stuff in there for MCC that they talk about, a couple other things, but since this is more time sensitive, right now Halo the Master Chief Collection is 40% off on Xbox, the Windows PC store, and Steam.
Wow.
Yep. So if you have a friend that hasn't got it yet, or if you want to gift the Master Chief Collection to somebody, now's a good time to do it. This promotion is available through the 15th, so until this coming Monday. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, you probably have 1 or 2 days to go and get it if you haven't heard of the discount so far. Just wanted to throw that out there. And also a quick reminder that you can find our live stream podcasts on Twitch at twitch.tv/podtacular every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We have our Fraggin' Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time over on Twitch as well, live stream. If you want to be part of the game night, head on over to our Discord and vote in the poll. We have an option of either MCC, which is crossplay, or Halo 5 being on Xbox. And then you can also join us at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays for Achieving Halo. I'm currently going through the Season 5 challenges on MCC and Spartan Strike. At some point, I'll be hopping on over to doing the Lasso challenges. So,
Godspeed, my bro. Coming.
Yeah, thanks. I'll be hitting you all up for them tips.
We'll be here for you.
To that time.
We have phone calls at 4 a.m.
I don't know if you've been seeing Duststorm. I've been uploading speed runs of all of the weekly challenges for MCC.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Oh yeah. So I've been doing. You basically get, especially this week, you can get all of the challenges done in one mission.
Wow. I think I know I subscribed to you on Twitch. I don't think I subscribed to you on YouTube. Or if I do, I don't have the notification bell on yours. So I need to make sure. I have that. Yeah. And we got another Prestige gifting out two Prestige tier one subs. Thank
us.
You, my dude. Yeah.
Thank you. I got one of those myself from Prestige. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys got the nice little Podtacular helmet right by your names now.
Like it.
We've also got thanks for our support. So for all the new Twitch subscribers and all the gift subs, thank you so much for your continued support there. And shout out to our patrons who help out through the Patreon. We've got Prestige Ace, Pins Halo, and Confal also helping us out over on Patreon. If you want to support us, you can do so that way. You can also donate to us directly if you would like. You can do that by going to podtacular.com/donate, and that'll take you to a PayPal where you can donate to us that way if you'd like to do that instead. You can find the podcast on all major podcasting services like iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. If there's a place that we are not, please let us know, and we will make sure that we get the podcast to you wherever you like to enjoy your podcast content. That's going to be it for tonight. For this episode, thank you, gentlemen, once again, Proace Joker, Silver, and Mythic Tyrant, for coming on and telling us more about the wonderful world of Lasso and all of its gory details and gritty experience.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Sure thing. Maybe a post-Infinite Lasso discussion is warranted. I guess we'll have to see what happens. Maybe
absolutely.
Maybe there'll be a newcomer into the ring. Some new young blood that kind of changes up the game and and it gives the old guard a run for their money.
Maybe Eli will come back.
Maybe yeah. that too. Maybe that too.
We'll pester him until he does.
Yeah. But yeah, Eli, if you end up listening to this, we miss you, bud, and hope you're doing well. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you all next week. Keep on fragging them trucks.